Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Irene Lagan. Pope Benedict XVI today received the President of Sudan, Omar Ahmed al-Bashir, at the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo. Chris Altieri reports.
From the press office of the Holy See, said the Pope and the President focused particularly on the comprehensive peace agreement, which brought an end to years of bloody civil war between North and South Sudan, and the ongoing crisis in Sudan's western Darfur region. The Holy Father expressed his best hopes for the upcoming round of Darfur peace talks to take place in Libya on the 27th of October. The Pope and the President also discussed the role of Catholic institutions in Sudanese society, especially the contribution of Catholic schools to the education of Sudanese youth. A missionary priest, White Father Paul Hannon, spent many years as a teacher in Sudan's capital city, Khartoum.
I was in Sudan when Pope John Paul visited Sudan in 1992 or 93. And that was a great boost to the church, which at that time, still under the civil war situation in the south, felt very much an oppressed minority in the north, under a lot of pressure, suspicion. That has changed. That situation has changed a little. It is not quite so bleak as it was. Things are improving. There is hope for the future.
The statement from the Holy See's press office also said the Holy Father and President Bashir discussed the importance of respect for human rights, including the fundamental right to religious freedom, as well as the need for cooperation among believers of all religions, and especially among Christians and Muslims, toward peace and the common good. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.